All right, good morning. It's Friday during the coronavirus epidemic or pandemic, whatever you want to call it. Real quick, I had a thought because somebody just asked me a question about pre-stop indicators and trying to gauge reaction and all that stuff. And the reality is if you're trying to get good at recognizing when somebody may be engaged in criminal activity on the roadway, I give this prescription plenty of times before, and I think it would serve everybody well if they spent 5 days on the road literally just watching traffic, right? Just literally watching cars. So the good news is most of you can't stop cars. The good news on that is people are still engaged in criminal activities. People are still driving around, committing some kind of violation of law all the way from I don't know, should I turn the volume off on this thing? Let me do that right now. People are still committing violations from driving while suspended to having committed a murder and everything in between. So it didn't stop because they were told to stay home. Trust me, they don't listen to the rules to begin with. They're not listening to them now. So what an opportunity to sit out there and begin to watch traffic and play that game. Because when you can understand what normal traffic looks like, you can start to pick out the abnormalities. And that's a skill that will serve you well because that's how you start to begin to recognize what you're looking for to set yourself apart from everybody else. And if you have this downtime, like this is the time to polish your craft, to get your skill level up. Spend time in the group. Watch the videos we've done. Guys, we've been doing this group thing for over 3 years, so there's a lot of stuff if you're new to the group. If you go back, way back into the videos, there's a lot of stuff we talked about. We had interviews with people. We had sit-downs with several different folks. We answered a lot of questions. Now's the time to get your case law knowledge down pat instead of sitting around and doing nothing and wasting time and playing fucking video games, right? Use this time well. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm an example for everybody, but we're in here trying to now build, so when we reemerge into in-person trainings, our products are better. Brad and I just had a conversation yesterday for an hour about the thoughts on making the experience in class better. Hey, James Andrew, nice to see you, pal. So take this time. Go park the car. You can't stop cars? Wonderful. Go park it in the center median. Go park it off to the side of the road and watch people and watch what they're doing. You have the RAS checklist. There's a lot of pre-stop indicators on that RAS checklist. You can't find it. It's in the group under RAS checklist. Or you can just search in the group at the top of your screen if you're doing it from a mobile device. Just checklist. It'll come up. You can click it. You could download it. It's a PDF format or print it out and read it. And then go on the road and try to play that game of, okay, how do I look at this? Using your radar unit not to write tickets, but to see those slight changes and anomalies in driving speed that will lead you to believe that that was strange that that guy's doing 53 and a 50 and saw me and dropped it down to 41 and a 50. In 3 weeks when we're released from this or a month from now, when we're released and we're able to go out, now I know what I'm looking for. Then he passed me with his arms locked up and looking straight ahead like with his eyes wide open or nervous or rubbing his eyebrows. So these things, remember, you need in the future when you start making traffic stops, you still need a motor vehicle violation to stop cars. You just can't stop cars because you saw them have a reaction to your presence. You're still going to need that motor vehicle violation to satisfy your pretextual stop under Wren versus United States and Arkansas v. Sullivan, two U.S. Supreme Court cases that supported and completely justified a law enforcement objective of pretextual stops unrelated to the subjective intent of the police officer, perfectly legal. All they wanted to see was you have a violation of law that allowed you to stop the car and begin that interview. And there's a lot of things to talk about regarding every state's a little different on what you can and can't do on a traffic stop. But overall, most interdiction guys, most people who are good at spotting crime, they can really pick up on RAS, not only at the moment when a car sees you, but as the transaction or incident progresses on, most of it's built up by the time you get to the car and have 10 words of conversation. You'll have a lot more than you think you do at that junction. So getting good at that, taking the checklist and trying to pick things out, now's the time to do that instead of watching DVDs, right? Instead of catching up on Netflix seasons. You want to be a better cop. These skills will serve you well for the entirety of your career. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of our instructors, everybody here who works for this company, the 15 now going into 20 instructors, these are people that took advice like this or developed it on their own and went out and practiced these things. And now that they're able to come out and we're able to share all this stuff with you guys because we don't want to just keep it to ourselves. It makes no sense. I had this thought of the way in this morning. I had thoughts all the time, but you know, everybody comes out wanting to be a good cop. Yet nobody's really given perspective on how to do that. And what we're doing is we're giving you perspective on how effective police work, what it looks like. And listen, I agree. There's many facets of police work that are effective and important. There's a lot of things like that. But for what we do in this group, if you want to call it niche, although it's really not because we have multiple instructors teaching multiple things, we're literally trying to give you the skills. Like, think about how under... I was thinking about this. I go, this is my thought yesterday. I had a lieutenant who got on the job in 1969. Literally, when he came in, they handed him keys and a pistol, gave him no training, and sent him out on the road to walk. Well, he actually didn't get a car. He got the keys to the lockbox, he used to tell me, on Main Street in our town. No radio. And to call in anything he sees. And then he said they had like a 2-week training thing in-house. That was the academy for those guys then. And I think I fast forward us to now, and I'm like, man, I think about, because I went to 3 academies, what's the training level at our academies? I'm not picking on our academies. We know that there's constraints on resources and funding. And the reality is it's not enough. We're not getting enough training to send police officers into the world to a job that could take your life every single day, to a job where you can find yourself subject to litigation every single day or in a hot seat in internal affairs. We are way undertrained as a profession. For the profession, what they expect us to do, we have very little training. It's really true. And then agencies that have absolved and said, we don't have a training budget, suffering constraints that, or we don't send people to training, or we send our 5 favorite dudes to training, everybody else gets to suffer. That's not a way to do it. And you know what? If they are making a decision on whether or not you're going to be training, and there's no SOP that says you can't train on your own, my suggestion is begin to train on your own. I mean, really, we're not saying come and spend money, but the products are available. And for what a bargain deal. You could change the path of your career and gain the knowledge you need. People always think, oh, you know, it's this much to come. Guys, I mean, we're talking about, think about the opportunities. There's some people who will say, oh, they're picking us for the DEA task force, for the county task force. I got moved. I'm getting promoted. We're getting this. We're getting that. You know, for a fee that gives you a day or 2 days of training that brings you to that next level where you want it to be in law enforcement. So it's clear when people show up in like webinars and can't wait till we get there and they want to learn, they're eager to learn. We know what path they're going down. I'm just saying, here's some advice. I wish I had perspective like this when I was new because all I wanted to do was be the best cop I could be. I wanted all the skills. I was looking, you know, I probably could have looked harder and there wasn't much available. And the reality is there's some good training companies out there, right? But there's not many. There's not many great training products out there. There are some good ones, some great ones. My respect to those other instructors in the country. We are blessed to have you. Making a lot of partnerships with those companies and those instructors because they line up with us with what we believe in, our morals, our beliefs, what our intentions are. They are genuine, good intentions from the soul. But take the time to begin. You have to, you cannot say, I don't need to know these things. You do. You do. Because when you spend the time to train, it will start to come out of your pores of how good you are at this game. But you got to train, like perspective. You have to train. We're trying to give you advice. Be safe out there, guys. See you.